present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
For My Next Trick.
Now then, boy, you are James, James...
Clitheroe, sir.
Oh, yes, yes. And your friend is Oswald Higgin...
Bottom, sir. And you're the new games master, Dollymore,
Mr. Dollymore.
Oh, yes, dithering Dollymore.
You are no doubt wondering why I've brought you out here in the country...
Side, sir. Well, I'll bet it's not to pick dandy,
Lions? Oh, no, certainly not. No, I need your assistance with the paper chase I'm arranging for the boys next
Pancake Tuesday, sir?
No, Friday. Now, don't be funny. I shall require your help. That is why I am showing you the course. I've mapped it out on this piece of paper. Starting from this point here, this clump of... What's that noise there, Clitheroe? Why, it's,
A cow, sir?
That little fox terrier there, his lead appears to be caught round those...
Oh, come on, sir, we'll help get him free. Oh, he's got no name on his collar. Who are you, doggy? Hey, stop licking me like that. Hey, get off! You'll get me chucked out of the Black Hand Gang for having a clean neck.
A good dog now, a good dog. Let me pat your... Oh, dear, he's growling at me.
I should bat the other end, sir. The end that doesn't bite.
All right, Clitheroe. Now I've shown you where the race will start. You can trace the route yourself and see me in my study tomorrow about 1. Oh, no. That's lunchtime. Better make it 2. And what's the time now? It's just turned 4.
Hey, did you notice that, sir? Every time you said a number, the dog barked it.
Yes, yes, I do believe you're right, boy.
Yeah, he counted the numbers. Perhaps he's a performing dog. Hey, if he is and he's lost, I'll bet his owner would give a nice reward to get him back.
Well, let's try him with another number. 6.
He said 6. House. You'll be all right in here. You mustn't know you're here. I'm not allowed to bring dogs home anymore. It annoys me grandad, because the last one I brought home was a St. Bernard, and it had nothing in its brandy barrel. Now, I'm going to shut you in now, so don't make a noise. I'd better look in the paper, in the lost and found column.
Come on, Jimmy. Tea's getting cold.
Come in, Grandad. Oh, is that tonight's paper you've got there?
Aye, it's just come. Now hurry up and get your tea. It's fish cakes.
I know it's fish cakes. It's always fish cakes. I've eaten that many fish cakes. Every time I go to Blackpool, my tummy goes in and out with the tide.
Come in the kitchen and stop complaining.
Oh, all right. Can I have the paper now, Grandad?
I don't like you reading at table. What do you want the paper for?
Well, not about a lost dog.
A what?
A lost dog. Come on.
Just stop it, Jimmy. Did you say a lost dog?
Yes, ma'am. A very clever little dog. He can count numbers and do lots of tricks.
Who found him?
A lad in our class at school found him. And, this lad thinks he might get a big reward for him.
Well, I'll look in the paper for you. What sort of a dog is it?
Oh, usual sort. 4 legs, 2 ears. Sniffer at the front end, wagger at the back.
Oh, dear, you and your jokes.
What colour was the dog?
Brown and white with a black patch over one eye. This lad who found it thinks it's a performing dog.
Well, there's nothing in the lost and found column. Wait a minute, though. I've seen a dog like that at some theatre somewhere. In a variety show. Is it a fox terrier, Jim?
Yeah, that's right, Grandad. Smooth haired, white paws.
Aye, I remember now. What was the name again? Oh, yes. The Amazing Abdul.
That's a funny name for a dog.
That was his master. A magician in an eastern clothes and a turban. Did conjuring tricks. His best trick was where the man muzzled and blindfolded him. He put him in a sort of box with one side made of glass, and you could actually see the wee dog stand on a stool and open the door himself from the inside.
Oh, that was clever, Father, I must say.
Oh, aye. Mind, all the dog had to do was lift the latch. It was like the one in our washhouse door.
Well, I think it was very clever getting out of the... Oh, heck!
What's the matter with you?
Oh, nothing, Mum. Nothing at all.
What's that noise?
Me, Mum. It's them fish cakes. Where's the dog now, Alfie?
Yeah, in the back kitchen, eating me out of house and home. Your granddad said you got to take it to the police station. What did you bring it here for?
Because it'd be cold and hungry in the police station. Nothing to eat but a policeman's truncheon for a bone.
I know you. You want me to look after it and feed it while my mum and dad are away.
No, I don't. The man's coming here for it tonight.
I fall for a lot of your tricks, but I'm not daft all the time. For once, I'm putting my foot down with a firm idea who's coming here tonight.
You see? The Amazing Abdul. Albert Grimshaw's his real name. He said he'd be here at 7. That's what they told me when I called back at the Hippodrome. I bet that's him now.
I'll go and let him in, Jimmy.
Right, Alfie. I'll go and tell the dog his master's here and give him a biscuit.
Yeah, I'm coming. Yeah, hello. I can't see you so well in the dark, but you're very welcome. Shall I call you Albert or the Amazing Abdul?
You can call me Susan Clitheroe.
Oh, but come in, sir. You better get Susan. Oh, it's you.
Yes. I called in to tell you I'm working overtime tonight. I'm just on my way back to the office.
Oh, I see. Jimmy's here.
Well, what's he doing here?
He's giving the dog a biscuit. Giving himself one. A dog biscuit. But are you coming in, Susan?
No, I can't stop, Alfie. I thought I'd just let you know that if you came round to our house tonight, you'd be wasting your time.
What, you mean no snogging? Oh, I thought not. You'd be out working overtime.
Yes. Well, I'd better go now, Alfie.
Alfie, don't hang about out there. Bring the old bloke in here.
I can't. The old bloke's just going. I mean...
It's very nice to meet you. Oh, this isn't Abdul the magician. It's Susan, the old witch.
That'll do, cheeky.
Yeah, Susan just called to tell me she's going to work. And don't call her an old witch. Do you want me to run you downtown on my bike, Susan?
Oh, don't bother, Alfie. The stop's only just across the road. Which one do I get here for the market square?
A number 47 broomstick.
You get the 47 broomstick. I'll thump you. You've caused me enough bother for one day.
Well, what's he been up to now?
Lumbering me with his blinking fox turning behind me.
Sorry, Alfie. I was aiming for your mouth. cheerio, Susan.
Excuse me, miss. Do some people called Hall live here?
Yes.
Oh, good. Well, where is he? Where's my little Butch?
Who's he?
Who's Butch? Well, he's a little...
He's Alfie's dad, Butch Hall.
I'm wasting my time. I'll see you tomorrow, Alfie.
Yeah, right, Butch. Yes, Susan. Yeah, bye-bye.
Come in, Mr. Abdul.
Oh.
Butch is safe and sound here, and I'll see that the reward money's well spent.
Give him time to get in the place. But it's nice to meet you, Mr. Abshaw. Grimble, Doe, Bob, Doe, Bob, Doe. Yeah, you know, I've never met a magician before.
Neither have I. Hello, Mr. Magician. House tricks. House tricks. It's a joke.
Well, he could have fooled me. Still, you know, I'm very glad you asked me about my tricks. I've got a few in my case here, you know. Yes, I always welcome a chance to practice them, they say. Have you ever seen me work?
No, but I'd like to.
Oh, well, now you can see me tomorrow night, you see, because I've got another booking at the Gas Workers Club. Yes, 15 guineas and all the coke I can eat.
Oh, get on with it.
Get on. Well, now, I shall come on, do you see, in me Eastern Clubber, and the act will go something like this, do you see. Now, this is what I shall say. Greetings, salams, and watcha. Now, for my first trick, I require two new laid eggs. Is there a hen in the house? That's my first joke, is it?
You could have fooled me.
I shall also require the services of a volunteer from the audience. Anyone will do. And to complete this amazing trick, abracadabra and sim salabim. Thank you.
Hey, that's marvellous. I never knew till now I've got eggs in me ears. It's a good trick, that.
Mr. Abdul, what about Butch?
Oh, of course, my friend. The moment you've been all waiting for, isn't it? Of course, yes. The duet.
You mean you and Butch sing together?
Oh, my word. You like this, you know, yes. Now, are you ready, Butch, old friend? Ah, that's right. Now, clear your throat, then. Oh, splendid, splendid. Yes, off we go now. Daddy wouldn't buy me a bow wow. Daddy wouldn't buy me a bow wow. I've got a little cat and I'm on the vet. All together now, Butch. But I'd rather have the bow wow.
How about a big, nice round of gunfire for Abdul and Butch?
Yeah, sure up. It was very good. You take a bow, Butch. Butch, what are you standing by the back door for?
He wants to go out. Now, you watch him tell us what for.
I can tell you what for. He heard you singing and he wants to be sick.
He'll be quiet. What do you mean he'll tell us, Mr. Abdul?
Well, now, listen now. He'll give one bark for walkies and two barks for the other thing. Which is it, Butch? It's the other thing. And I think it's urgent.
I'll take him, then.
Yes, all right, Mr. Hall, but just keep a tight hold on his lead, you see, and you'll be all right. Just keep a tight hold on him, you'll all tight hold.
Just keep a tight hold on his... Honey, Mr. Hall, just keep a tight... You twit, Alfie Hall.
I'm sorry, Jimmy.
You ruined everything. Just when I got a tight hold on the 10-bob note he gave me for a reward.
Oh, I'm sorry, but he went for next door's cat over the wall.
Abdul told you to hang on to the lead.
Well, I did when he dragged me across the lawn, over the rhubarb, through the nettle, but when I hit my head on the oak tree, I had to let go.
Yes, and I had to let go of the 10-bob note because he wanted it back.
It's not in any of the gardens, and I don't mind telling you I'm very worried.
I'm sorry, Mr. Abdul.
Yeah, well, so you should be. I mean, I can't work without Butch tomorrow night, so that's 15 guineas up the Swanee. Yes, and anything can happen to the poor little thing, you know. He's a stranger in this district, you
see. Don't worry, Mr. Abdul. We'll find Butch before tomorrow.
Yes.
Even if Alfie has to search all night.
Anything, never mind, Butch.
Well, climb further up the tree. If you get to the top, you can see for miles.
Yeah, it's not safe. I'm not a monkey, you know.
I know, but if you don't find Butch, you'll be a dead duck.
Hey, what are you doing on my land?
Oh, heck. Get down, Alfie. It's the farmer. Jump down.
I can't jump from this height. I'll break my neck. Oh, hey, up.
See? You don't know what you can do till you try. Here, let me give you a hand.
Oh.
Now then, what's going on? What were you doing up my tree?
Looking for a dog.
Very funny. I suppose it had a nest up there full of pups.
The dog ran away, mister, and we couldn't see him from down here.
So I thought I'd look for him up the tree. Not him up the tree, but me up so I could see him down here, wherever he is, but I couldn't.
It's up the pole, you should be.
He is. Look, mister, we lost...
I know. As a matter of fact, I did see a dog earlier. Fox terrier, brown and white, I think.
Oh, where is he?
Oh, he was running across the field towards the farm buildings over there.
Oh, thanks, mister. Come on, Alfie. Alfie, quick. Now, quiet, Alfie. We'll go straight up to the bathroom and get you cleaned up.
Oh, I feel awful. I'm all wet.
Well, that's nothing fresh. Fancy falling in a duck pond. Why didn't you look where you were going?
Yeah, how could I when a pig was chasing me?
Well, the pig didn't go in the pond. Went round it. Fancy being dafter than a pig.
I thought the pig was a dog. I mean, Butch, I mean, Stukey. It was brown and white.
So is a hen, but you don't feed it dog biscuits.
Oh, shut up.
Alfie, is that you and Jimmy?
Yes, Mr. Sinclair. Hey, Jimmy, it's your granddad.
Are you sure it's not a pig in a kilt?
Ah, there you are. Come in here, the pair of you.
Right, granddad. Alfie, don't mention the dog.
All right, I'm not daft.
Now, what's all this about a dog you've lost?
Yeah, we haven't got it. You had it. You lost it. It's a pig.
Alfie, you're soaking.
How did you get so wet?
It's raining heavy.
In the duck pond. It's raining. But on the ducks. I fell off a pig up a tree.
A pig was up a tree?
Oh, not a pig. It was in the duck pond. You rescued it, didn't you?
Yes, the duck was drowning.
Oh, never mind that rubbish. Have you found the dog?
Dog, Grandad?
My dog that he lost.
Oh, heck, it's the Wizard of Oz. How did you get here?
Well, I didn't fly here on my magic carpet. I walked here in the rain looking for my Butch.
But how did you know where I lived?
Oh, well, your friend Mr. Hall told me.
Oh, did he? Come here, friend, while I dry you out. In the gas oven. Come on, Alfie, open this door.
Ooh, just one pint of milk, please. My mum and dad aren't there.
And you're not all there. Have you found the dog?
Oh, it's you, is it? You know what? I've been in and out of bed all night. Yeah, every time I heard a noise, I came out in the street. A policeman nearly arrested me at 2 o'clock this afternoon. This morning, I mean, for creating the disturbance in my pyjamas.
That's a funny place to create a disturbance.
There you are, Mr. Hall. I've got something belonging to you.
It's pyjamas.
Now, shut up. What do you mean, Mrs.?
Well, while you were out last night, no doubt enjoying yourself, a poor little dog was shivering and whining on your doorstep in the rain.
It was Butch.
You ought to be prosecuted. I never thought you were cruel. I knew you were stupid, but not vicious.
He can't help it.
Anyone can help being cruel.
I meant being stupid. Anyway, have you still got the dog?
Oh, yes. It's been in front of my fire all night, warm and dry.
And I've been out all night, frozen. That dog should be prosecuted for cruelty.
Oh, shut up. Mrs., can we have the dog now, please?
Yes, you can, after you've paid me 5 shillings.
5 bob for one night on the mat? I wouldn't pay, Delphi.
It's for the fillet steak and apple pie he ate.
Fillet steak for a dog? Well, what do you give your husband?
Dog biscuits.
Is this the old man's caravan, then?
Of course it is. Why do you think Butch was trying to pull you under the door?
Oh, shut up.
Come in. The door's open.
Hey, that's funny. He's talking in his sleep.
That makes two of you. Come on in. Hello, Mr. Grimshaw. Oh, you're still in bed. Did we wake you?
No. No, I've been awake for hours.
Well, you're breathing heavy.
Oh, you found Butch. Oh, my little Butch. Come here, boy. That's it. All right. Yes, all right. Yes, yes. Now, don't mind. Go and say hello to the general.
The general?
Yes, that's him, Starling, on the floor over there. Yeah. He's Butch's father.
I thought you were Butch's father. I mean, it's... it's a dog. The general, Jimmy, Butch's father's a dog.
What did you expect, a donkey? I didn't know you had two dogs, Mr. Grimshaw.
Oh, well, the general was the original one in the act, you see.
Oh,
he's retired now, of course. He's very old, you see. Yes, he's 15, you know. That's like a man of 95. Yes. General, say hello to my friends. General. General. Oh, he's getting past it, you know. Liver and bacon.
It sounds like me granddad coming too on New Year's Day. Hello, General.
Hello, doggy. Do you like liver, then?
I think he fancies a bit of rump, Alfie.
He's only playing, you know. He used to growl like that in the act, you see. Yes. He taught Butch everything he knows.
Oh, he did.
Yes. Now, watch this, now. Yeah. Now, watch this. Count, General. Ready? One. Three. You see? Yeah, he may be a bit slow, but I said three. Yes. He's very good. Oh, that's enough, General. Yes. He's a very clever... Oh, stop it, you doddering old fool.
I think his needle's stuck.
Oh, of course, I forgot, you see. He's wanting his reward.
Give him a bone. Roll your trouser leg up.
Shut up and let the dog talk.
Well, now, here's a dog biscuit, old son.
Alfie, say thank you.
Thank you. Bell talk.
Ah, yes, poor old General. You know, sonny, I don't think it'll be long before Butch and me are taking the General on his last walk.
I think Butch will be on his own coming back. Mr. Grimshaw, lie down. You want to see the vet, doctor, I mean.
Oh, I've seen him. A neighbour sent him over today, told me to stay in bed for a week, silly old fool. How can I?
Why not?
Because the show must go on. Oh, tonight's the only engagement I've had in a month. I can't miss that. Where am I going to get money for my dog biscuits? I get through a packet of dog biscuits a day and a pound of scraps and two bones.
Well, you haven't lost your appetite anyway. you mean the dogs? Oh. Mr. Grimshaw, you shouldn't go out working with that bad cold. Oh. I don't like it.
It's too late. Too late to be sympathetic now. I wouldn't have been ill at all, you know, if I hadn't been out in the rain searching for Butch.
Yeah, it's all your fault, Alfie, all, letting Butch run away from you. Course, I should have known when I saw what was on the dog's lead.
What do you mean, what was on the lead?
There was a dog at one end and a goat at the other. Well, Butch, are you pleased to be on the stage again? Hey, quiet, Butch. Hey, stop licking me.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you please, can I have the best of order now for an old-timer who's performed his magic all over the world. Now, he's a grand old trooper and he really has some wonderful tricks.
Well, see if he can make you disappear.
Ooh, they don't sound very friendly, Butch. Still, they'll like you. When you finish, they'll be asking for your poll mark.
Please. Please, order now. Order.
Right, I'll have a pint.
They've got a right one there, Butch. I wish I could get a look at him. I'd like to see if his head's as big as his mouth.
Quiet, please. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my proud privilege to present the amazing Abdul.
he goes, Butch.
Cool. Did you hear that comic out there? I'd like to see Abdul saw him enough.
Greetings, all ladies and gentlemen. I bring you magic from the land of the Sphinx and the camel. But I hope when you see my tricks, you will not be like the camel and get the
Oh, no. Has he got any more jokes like that?
Yeah, the old man wrote 10 down for him.
Old man? Which old man?
Oh, Mr. Grimm, his dad.
Yeah, well, he better get some of his own. I'll be in the dressing room if you want me.
First, the disappearing egg. I take an ordinary egg and put it on this plate. I put an anky over it and wave my wand and make
scrambled egg. Oh, the knit. Stand by, Butch. I think you'll be needed in a hurry.
Sorry about that. Here is a tray on which are 3 empty glasses and an empty jug. I will pour beer from the empty jug into the glasses by magic. I raise the tray. Look, nothing in the glasses, nothing in the bottle, nothing up my sleeve.
Nothing in his head. Quick, here we go, Butch, before they lynch him.
Here he is, Butch, the educated dog.
Now, lead your master.
Butch, how many are 2 and 2?
What? What? What?
Correct.
Nothing. Abdul's pants have just come off.
Get me out of here. Get me away before the audience catches me.
After what you've done, there's only one thing left for you.
What do you mean?
There's a bus leaving the club in 5 minutes. Be under it.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan, with Derek Giler, Jack Watson, and Rosalie Williams. The dogs were played by Percy Edwards. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
The audience weren't after Alfie's blood. After the way the dog ripped his trousers, they were after him to do an encore. So the manager paid him and we paid Mr. Grimshaw. Made me think, at 15 guineas a time, Alfie could make a fortune in the clubs for me. I wonder where I can buy a dog and 100 pairs of trousers cheap. Ta-ra!
Thank you. adventure of the Clitheroe Kid was first broadcast last October in the Light Programme.